This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you. Thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." This is Sherry, America's missionary messenger. So America, let's hear God's message. Please open your King James Bibles to Psalm 119, verse 89, where we left off last time. Psalm 119, verse 89, under the Hebrew letter Lamed. Now this particular song, which happens to be the longest chapter in the Bible, is in what is called the Deuteronomy book of the Bible, which means in the Hebrew, these are the words. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and this psalm is divided into 22 sections. And there is an acrostic here in this psalm, something hidden for God's elect. In the Hebrew, the sacred name of the Lord, our covenant Lord, is written 22 times, and that would be Yahweh. It's not Jehovah, it's not Yahweh, it's Yahweh. Now, the title of Lamed, which is equivalent to our L in the English alphabet, is Yahweh in His Word.
Lamed 89. Forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven.
Settled means fixed, established, and will never be moved. In Isaiah chapter 40, by prophecy, through the Holy Spirit, Isaiah said, "The grass withereth and fadeth, the flower fadeth away, but the word of God shall stand forever." And Jesus said, "This earth and this heaven age shall pass away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever." And we also had a psalm recently that said, "The heavens declare the glory of God." That word declare, when we traced it back to the original manuscripts, means the heavens actually preach the word of God. When we taught the book of Job, we found that when God showed up to explain Job what was going on, that he told him about the Bible and the stars, the planets, and so forth. Now, don't get that mixed up with astrology or, astrology or your numerology. Don't look at your horoscope. That's a sin. But God has that whole salvation plan in the stars. It's fixed forever.
90, thy faithfulness is unto all generations.
The word of God that God has given, first of all, the Son who came and paid our sin at the living word. And then the living word that he put in a book is faithful to all generations. From the first time that a man was put, a soul was put in a man's body and a woman's body, that word of God has been available one way or another. From umbilical cord to umbilical cord, even to this last generation, yes, you are the generation of the fig tree, Mark 13. There is one generation that will not see physical death and will usher in the second coming of it, you, of Jesus. You are it, whether you be 5 or 105.
Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth.
The earth abideth. It stays here forever. In other words, this planet is always going to be. God does not obliterate this earth. This earth is established. It's fixed.
91, they continue this day according to all thy ordinances, for they are thy servants.
The they here would be all of the creation, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Now, have any of you heard the breaking news lately on the media? Breaking news, there's no sun today. Breaking news, the moon is gone. Breaking news, the stars are gone. No, no, no. Ever since God said, "Let there be," that sun's been going out of its chambers every morning and going around and lighting everything. And ever since God said, "Moon be," the moon's been doing its thing, and the The stars are still there. Have you noticed that all of God's creation obey God except you, children of God?
92, unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction.
The word law, as we learned, is one of the 10 words that's used in this entire song that means really the word of God. So law is interchangeable with the word. The psalmist says, if I had not had your word, I would not have made it. This speaker, had not I had the word, I would have died of cancer when I had cancer 2 years. I would have died of cancer when I had cancer 4 years and many other things. It is the word of God. It is the word of God that gets us through. The word of God shall abide forever. And we were all lost in our sins. And had it not been for the word giving himself a body, coming through a Virgin Mary, we would have all perished. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's the living word, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Except we'd had the word of God in flesh called Jesus, we would have all died. Amen. Eternally.
93, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me.
Quickened means made alive. Now since he said the word of God shall dwell forever, we learned that. If you get to have the privilege of having eternal life, if you are saved and you get past the temptation of Satan coming up soon, pretending to be Jesus, and you get into the third heaven and earth age, which will be the eternal heaven, the word of God will always be a part of you. Because you see, the word of God is our food.
94. I am thine. Save me.
Reminds me of a song I played at the piano, at the church on the piano as a little girl. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice. Ezekiel 18 says, all souls are mine. God created all souls. Now Isaiah, God says, I created evil and I created good. What? God created evil? No, what it means is he created Satan perfect. Satan was good for eons and eons of time. So good he got promoted to the highest office in heaven to be the covering cherub. But Satan chose to do evil. You see, you have free choice. All except the elect, another story for another time.
I have sought thy precepts. 95, the wicked hath waited for me to destroy me.
Now, who is the wicked? The Hebrew here, Rasha, the wicked one. The devil comes to steal and kill and destroy. He is your enemy. He goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And we're going to find the only way you're going to overcome him is to know every word of God.
But I will consider thy testimonies.
I will understand thy testimonies. Although the wicked one is after me, I will think of your word. Because remember, Ephesians 6 tells us that we are to take the shield of faith, whereby we may quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. In other words, the word of God, faith in the word of God, is what blocks Satan from coming to you and destroying you.
96, I have seen an end of all perfection. But thy commandment is exceeding broad.
Thy commandment is another one of those 10 words which means word of God. It's exceeding broad, mean it's wide and ever living. The end of all perfection is a figure of speech in the manuscripts. And let me explain it. You take a seed, a flower seed, and you plant it. And then that little thing comes up through the ground and it has a bud on it. But it has not reached perfection. You wait a few days and you go out and there is this perfect blossom. It finally has reached perfection. But he says there's an end to perfection because then the flower withers and fades and goes. We've all seen that. Also, human beings, a man plants a seed into a woman. Yes, male and female made he them. And out comes this little munchkin, and it grows and grows and it buds. And it becomes a young adult, and it thinks it knows everything, especially if it's got 1 year of college. It really thinks it's the brightest thing and knows nothing. It's the dumbest thing you've ever seen. Doesn't know how to come in out of the rain, boil an egg, or make a bed. But does know how to stay in the basement of its parents' home and live off its parents and play computer games. But after a while, hopefully, that one begins to come and grow, and the human being reaches its prime. And it's not sick or anything. It's strong. It's finally an adult. And despite the fact that it works out, has plastic surgery, and takes all of the right nutrition, because the flesh body longs to go back to the dust from whence it came, it reaches the end of its perfection, and the flesh goes back to the dust from whence it came. I had a friend who was, I think he was about 52 at the time, and he watched an elderly person hobble by, and he said, "I will never be like that." Guess what? See, you really, all of you, you really do need to realize, as James says, life is like a vapor. You don't think it's going to happen to you, but one morning, you wake up, and your legs won't walk. Your eyes won't see, or your ears won't hear. Now, as long as you are called of God, He will still give you the spiritual energy to perform that task until your last breath. But you were not made to live forever. You have a job to do, get on it, and then go back home to Father.
Mame 97.
Now, this is the Hebrew letter Mame, and the title of this is Yahweh's Word, the Source of All Wisdom. Now, it is not going to Harvard. Now, I'm an educator, and I went to college and seminary and read thousands of books. I would consider myself an educated woman. But that's not the source of my wisdom. And all of our leaders who go to Harvard have a stupa on them. They have a stupa. Sotish is the Hebrew word. Because except you have the Word of God, you have no wisdom.
Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day.
Isn't that sweet? Oh, how love I thy law. Law means word. Oh, how love I thy word. Can you imagine the smile the psalmist brought to our Father's heart? Let's bring a smile and say it. Oh, how love I thy word. Hallelujah.
98, thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies.
Commandments, the word of God. Now again, your enemy is the devil, and he goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The devil, God tells us in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, God made the devil, Lucifer, wiser than Daniel. And Daniel was just so wise. He said, I made you wiser than Daniel. The devil, Satan, Lucifer, serpent, dragon, all those play actor names, tree of knowledge of good and evil, soon coming Antichrist, false prophet, morning star, all these play actor names. He is more subtle than any creature. God made him the perfect pattern. He was so wise. His children are so wise and subtle and con artist and cunning that right now the devil's children who are ruling this dark planet have outsmarted God's people, because God's people would never have put up with what has happened. Amen. Not only in America, but in the world. Mm-hmm. Now, the only way you can defeat him is by the word of God.
For they are ever with me.
Now, it sounds like the enemy is ever with you. In fact, if you are teaching the real truth, I don't mean one verse and 3 points. I don't mean a book about the book. I don't mean a tradition of men. I don't mean a quarterly or devotional book. I mean every word of God, first heaven age, second earth age, third earth and heaven age, the seduction in the garden, the order of the trumpets, the Kenites, the Mamzars, all that's going on, ISIS, the locust army. If you're teaching that or sharing it one-on-one as a witness, then you're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake, because the devil knows that the truth will annihilate him, and he comes to level the playing field. However, You notice the psalmist says, they are ever with me. What's ever with you? The word of God. Now, we learned in James on Wednesday night that if you submit yourself to God, you resist the devil, he'll flee from you. So the devil does not have to always be with you. You still have power over him, Luke 10:19, and over all the power of the enemy, over serpents and scorpions, devils and demons, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. How do you defeat the devil? Just the way Jesus did. When the devil came to tempt Jesus there after Jesus has fasted, Jesus said, it is written. And then Jesus quoted the word of God and the devil left him. Remember that? Now, how do you do it? See, the devil will be always with you if you are a true, sincere person of God, if you are teaching truth, if you are into the real truth, the mystery of God. But you can resist him and you say, it is written in Jesus' name, and then you quote the scripture that absolutely is the poison to what he said, and then he will flee from you. They are ever with me, we just heard the psalmist say, meaning the word of God is ever with you. Now let's all say, it is written.
Written.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now I want all of you to find that scripture that whatever is the devil is beating you up on. If you've got an addiction to alcohol, you better say, it is written, Lord, you satisfy my mouth. You fill my hungry soul with goodness. If you've got an addiction to sex, my Father God, you are my lover. You're the lover of my soul, and you satisfy my longing soul. Hallelujah. And see, you go, if you're sick, it is written in Jesus' name, with Jesus' stripes I'm healed. If you need money, it is written in Jesus' name, I give money, therefore I receive money. I pay my tithes, I give my vows, God multiplies my seed back. It is written, it is written, it is written in Jesus, the word of God. And then the devil will flee from you. That's what the psalmist said, but they, the word of God, is ever with you. But see, most of Christians lie down and let the devil beat you up, and you don't stand up and fight. You know who the elect are? The fighters, the bruisers. Daniel calls it the ships of Chittim, the bruisers. And the first earth age in our spiritual body, there was one tiny little group that stood for God and fought the devil. There was one group that just went after the devil. There was one group that sat there like a knot on the log. They never do anything. They just watch and stare. But oh my God, the fighters got up and fight. Now you be fighters. If you weren't one then, be one now, this one time in the flesh. Fight, fight, fight. Stand for the right.
99, I have more understanding than all my teachers.
Now, what the psalmist says here, he's not being pompous and he's not being proud. He says, I have more understanding because I've been studying every word of God than all those who are supposed to be my teachers in the pulpit. Now, for all of you ministers, pastors who are listening, and you know the mystery of God, and you tell your congregation about the three earth and heaven ages, and you tell them of the seduction in the garden, and you teach them Revelation, all seven seals and trumps and vials, then I'm not talking to you. But Amos 8:11 says, here at the end time, there's a famine in the land, not of bread or water, but of every word of God. If you have all of the truth, then you are smarter than most of your teachers. They are few and far between. Jeremiah said, you call it a church on every corner, but I call it a house of ill repute. Where is my word? Listen, the word, every word. Genesis 1 through Revelation 22. Every book, every chapter, every verse, every line. When you go to God's house, if you don't hear that, you're wasting your time. That rhymed. That was the Holy Spirit.
For thy testimonies are my meditation.
My meditation. I think on your word, I ponder it, I converse it.
100. I understand more than the ancients.
The elders are those who would be teachers.
Because I keep thy precepts.
Precepts means word of God. Because I shamar it. I hedge it about me. I seek the truth, the mystery of God. So I know more than most who call themselves preachers.
101,
Let's go back to 100 here. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 29, beginning with round of verse 11, you can read it later for homework. It's a prophecy of God's church here at the end time, Isaiah 29. God says, my people are in a stupor. It's like they sleep, like the sailors said to Jonah, awake, O sleeper. And it says the people will say, here's the book. And the book in the Hebrew there in Isaiah 29 is the revelation. And they go to the preacher, the priest, they say, Read this book to us. Explain this book to us. Explain the revelation to us. And they said the preacher will say, I can't. It's sealed. It is not sealed. The word revelation, apocalypse in the Greek, means to uncover, to unveil. Incidentally, I've already taught it a million times. I'm going to teach it soon on the radio. So we teach it here so you won't have a stupor over you. But he prophesied this. How many times have we heard people say, I heard a preacher say, God won't let him teach the book of Revelation. God tells us to teach the book of Revelation. He sent it to all the seven churches on round planet Earth, meaning all round planet Earth. Read this epistle in the church.
5 feet from every evil way.
Okay, way is another one of those 10 special words in this 119 I've given to you the many times, which means word. So he says, okay, now that my eyes have been opened, and I have the mystery of God's word, the entire plan. I see it clearly. I will not let my steps go to an evil word where there is no word. You see, you are accountable where you go. Once you have tasted of the truth of God's word, it makes you sick to your stomach to hear one verse and 3 points and a tradition of men. They are all sweet. They mean well. It is good. But in God's house, his name is the Word of God. In his house must be the Word of God. Where you left off last time, you should begin again. Whether that's midweek service or whether that's Sunday service. What is better sermon than God's Word? Paul says, read this epistle in the church. Isaiah 28 says, line by line, precept by precept, word by word.
Amen. That I might keep thine word.
In other words, I am going to not go where I will not hear the word. I'm going to go where I will hear the word, that I may have that word in my heart.
102, I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me.
Now, the psalmist says, Lord God, you have taught me. Now, when you are divinely taught God's word, you are one more educated person. Now, I can tell you this. I went to college 8 years, and I went to a seminary, and I graduated, and I am a bookworm. I have read thousands and thousands of books, and I study the Hebrew, Aramaic, Syriac, Chaldee, Greek of God's Word, and I spend hours and hours to give you this one little table food, full of food here. Hours I have studied, and yet it is God. When it all comes together, I say, Lord, Holy Spirit, make it alive to me. He says the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Over the years, as every morning of my life, I have sought God. And I would go into my prayer closet. It was God, the Holy Spirit, to lift my hands up. I did not know to do that. And I would feel the power. And he would take one of my hands and move it in the direction of someone who needed healing. And I would speak in the name of Jesus a prayer, and that person would get healed. God is your teacher. God anoints a man or woman and puts them before you so they are like a conduit going through you. So ultimately, if you are under an anointed teacher who teaches the whole truth, the word of God, every word of God, then God is teaching you. Hallelujah. Therefore, you're very educated.
103, how sweet are thy words to my taste, yea, sweeter than honey.
In the great prophetic book of Ezekiel, I taught that a couple of years ago on the radio. I love that book. I'm ready to teach it again. In Ezekiel chapter 3, God told Ezekiel, take this scroll, meaning the Biblia, the Bible, and eat it. So Ezekiel said, I took the scroll and I ate it, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. How sweet is the word of God? When no human being has any concept how hard, impossible it is for you. When no one says you are hurting and I'm sorry you're hurting. How hard it is when there's no way. And how sweet it is when someone speaks that beautiful word of God like honey in your mouth. In the book of Revelation, the angel of the Lord told John to take the book, the Biblia, and eat it. And John took the book, and just like Ezekiel, it was sweet in his mouth. It's so sweet when you hear it. You're hearing it now, and you're hearing it so sweet. But John said, then it went down into my belly, and it was bitter. You see, you can hear this all day long, and you can know every word I'm telling you, but until it saturates into the core of your spirit, until it becomes a part of you that it leads you and talks you, and you live by it, and everything in the world of your life is led by the Word of God, it's not doing you any good. But it went into his belly, and then the Word of God was bitter. What does that mean? You take food in your mouth, and it goes down into your belly. But you can't have that food stay there. It has to get out. Cleansing. The Word of God, when it goes down into you, it cleans you of your self-centeredness, of your me, myself, and I, of all about you, your greed, yourself, yourself, yourself. Oh, how cleansing is the Word of God.
Mouth 104. Through thy precept I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
In other words, he says, now that I've studied your word because I was afflicted, I get wisdom and knowledge, understanding from your word. Proverbs says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You get wisdom from God's word. So he says, I hate every evil way. I hate lying. If you ever really get to that third level, Paul teaches the mystery of God, you will no longer be able to stand the pablum. When you've had the steak dinner, you don't want the Gerber's baby food. It would make you sick to your stomach.
Amen. Noon 105.
Now, this is the Hebrew letter noon, and the title of this, God's Word, the Source of Light and Joy. Now, we know Jesus is the light of the world. We know Jesus is the truth. So we might say your source of truth and joy. Need some light? Need some joy? I think some of you need some joy.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
The Isaiah prophesied that here at the end times, there would be such a darkness to cover the earth, very little light, a church on every corner, but where is the truth, the whole truth, the mystery of God? There is so much darkness, and so here's what he says. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Spiritually, it is this dark right now that we are all cannot see beyond our nose. But by the word of God, we take the left foot and we take a step. It was dark, but there's a lamp and a light that turns on when that left foot takes. And so we landed on solid ground. It's still dark, but we take the right foot and we take another step. And it's still dark. We can't see. We walk by faith, not by sight. On and on, step by step, stepping in the light of God's word, in the darkness and the wilderness of this sewage of sin and this world. The word of God orders your steps and gets you safely home.
106, I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments.
He says really what we studied Wednesday night in James, you to be hearers of the word, not just hearers, but doers of the word. He says, I've made a commitment that I'm going to learn every word of God. When you're ready to learn, God will put somebody before you. Here I am, no charge. And he says, I'm not going to just hear it. I'm going to do it. You understand that for every truth you get, it is not yours to keep. If you keep it, you will implode. It is a sin to keep the truth. You must share it. And for every truth you give out, he'll give you more. When you hear the truth, you're accountable. You're to go and tell.
107, I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word.
We learned in the book of James that afflicted means wretched and miserable. Quicken means make alive, heal me. Now, because of Satan's rebellion in the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, the age that then was, eon, he rebelled and said, I will be God. God had to send us all out one time in the flesh, the second earth age, through our mother's womb to choose Jesus or to choose the devil. Because all of sin comes short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. And we were all wretched and miserable and lost in our sins. But God sent the word. He said, except for thy word, I would have perished. He sent the word. Remember that the word was before there was the flesh. This is a revelation he's given to me. Everybody keeps thinking of man. Yes, he came as a man. You keep thinking of the word as that Bible you've got. That is. But before that, there was the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. The word is a sound. He made a sound. And he made himself a body and came. And again, he paid our sin debt and died. And we shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
No, 8. Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth.
The free will offering there means the love. And the minor prophet, Hosea chapter 6:6, God says, I don't want your burnt offerings. He got tired of those animals being sacrificed. He says, I want your mercy, which in the manuscripts traces back to love. I want your love. God created you to please him. Now, many of you Christians think that God created you so he could please you. That's why you say, Father, give us this, give us this, give us. You can't get through a prayer just praising him and thanking him. You know that. And no. You were created to please him. See, love always thinks of the other person. Most of you think love is if the person makes you feel good. Some of you say, I love Sherry because she'll give me all of her money. She'll give me her love and time and spend hours with me and all the tapes free. I love Sherry. Love isn't getting something from somebody. It's giving something to somebody. You're to love God. Now listen, that's what he wants. And he doesn't want it lip service. He says with his mouth, but it must come up passionately out of your heart. Haven't you ever been in love with another person? You say, oh, I just love that guy. I just love that girl. Have you told Father God lately that you love him? Tell him often and tell him every day, every time you pray. Now, this is a parenthesis. This will give me a chance to give you my love line of the week. Tell all the people you love that you love them. Tell them often. If they die tomorrow, you'll be sad about that. Yes, they need to hear love. You say, I told them once, tell them again. Love never fails.
O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. 109, my soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law.
Continually in thy hand is in the Hebrew is a figure of speech. It means I am continually in danger. Now, right now, this planet is a very dangerous place to be. We have the Islamic terrorist ISIS cutting people's heads off, burning people alive, crucifying children, slicing babies in half, burying people alive after making them dig their own graves. And yes, ISIS is in America, and they're coming after us. It's a dangerous place. But we still have the truth and the shield, the word of God. We still can say, it is written, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment is condemned. In the Bible, there is a section of books there that have been removed. They're called the Apocrypha. I do not teach them, but right now this is necessary. They are left in by the Catholics, good for you Catholics, and taken out by the Protestants. The Apocrypha, that section, would be between Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, and between Matthew, the first book of the New Testament. All of it should not be canonized, but there is one book in there called Second Esdras, which would be Greek for our Ezra. You know, we have a book in the Bible, Ezra. And he gives seven stages that a person goes through as soon as their flesh body dies. Now remember that it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Ecclesiastes 12:6-7 says, when you die, as the silver cord breaks, your spirit returns to God who gave it. So it's just the flesh body that dies. The seven steps, one of those seven steps, is that we suddenly say, whoa, was I in danger. God has given me a gift of dreams and visions. And sometimes, whether in the body or out of the body, he gives me revelations. My daddy, Corey Hare, who is in heaven now, was sent from God to me in his beautiful spiritual body. And my daddy gave me a silver trumpet. It came from heaven. And daddy said, blow the trumpet. I blew it, and it separated the wheat from the chaff. It was the trumpet of truth. But daddy also said to me, there's snakes out there. It's dangerous. Because you're going to blow the trumpet of truth, you're in grave danger. But all I can say to all of you, Jesus said, fear not him who can kill your body, but rather fear him who can kill your body and soul in hell. Through Jesus Christ, no matter what happens, if you will not betray him, if you will not fall off to the Antichrist, you will live eternally back in Father's house. God bless you. We'll pick it up right there and finish that letter noon. But right now, it's time for a mystery moment. Now, we know that Jesus comes at the seventh trump. A trump is an event, lights, camera, action. That's the last one out, and he doesn't come until the last one out. At the sixth trump comes the Antichrist. Anti, the instead of Christ. Apollyon, son of perdition, man of sin. The devil with his Jesus costume on. Two horns of a lamb, but the voice of a dragon. That can happen very soon. We are now in the fifth trump, which is a time for learning. And as the Bible says, blow the trumpet, sound the alarm. May we hear the fifth trumpet of truth, please. Questions and answers. This first question comes from Karen of New York and now of Florida. She says, please tell us about the dinosaurs. How did the dinosaurs get on Noah's Ark? The dinosaurs did not get on Noah's Ark. The dinosaurs were in the flesh in the world that then was, 1st Earth Age, 2nd Peter 3, 6. We were all with God in a spiritual body because your spirit returns to God who gave it. But the animals were in their flesh body. Now, when Satan rebelled and said, I will be God, Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, God shook the earth. And then the carcass of those dinosaurs were found in the frozen tundras of Alaska with buttercups in the mouth. They weren't frozen in the first earth age, but boy, that shook up everything and got the weather out of kilter. So they weren't on the ark. So see, God's word is perfect. Okay, next question. Dear Sherry Trumpet, in Revelation 15, it tells us that those who overcome the Antichrist and all the other things that the devil puts before us will sing the Song of Moses. Where is that? The Song of Moses is Deuteronomy 32. Everybody write it down and practice your music. You're going to have to know it, Deuteronomy 32. If not every word, their spot's not our spot, their rock's not our spot, wish and waxed fat, our father's like an eagle and covers us with his feathers. Now, how do I know that that's the Song of Moses? Because the Bible says so. In Deuteronomy 31, the very last verse there says, and Moses sang this song saying, and then it's Deuteronomy 32. So learn your music. Now, I'm serious about that. You're going to have to know that song if you're going to overcome. That's what you sing. So practice your music. That's the music teacher, me coming out there. Okay, in Revelation 22, Sherry, it says the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nation. What is the tree and what does that mean? That is the tree of life, our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the same tree of life was in the garden. Remember the garden, there was a tree of life and there was a tree of knowledge of good and evil who was low down like a serpent. That was the devil. But the tree of life was Jesus. And it says the leaves of the tree are for the healing of a nation. The Bible tells us in Revelation 21, right at the end there of Revelation, that throughout eternity, all of the kings and queens, even of the ethnos races, will go up to Jerusalem once a year and partake of Jesus. The elect Zadok will live right there in the new Jerusalem, right down your planet earth with him. Revelation tells us that. Remember Jesus said, except you eat my body and drink my blood, you cannot, you know, have eternal life, cannot, you know, be with me. So the leaves of the tree will partake of Jesus. In the Greek, it's very hard to figure it out. You have to go on and on for 20 hours. It'll tell you that you will never be bored. The Bible tells us that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things God's got prepared for us. Hallelujah. God is an adventurer. You know, you really learn through life to make everything an adventure. No matter how bad your situation is, start to make it an adventure, and it'll be a lot more fun. And also, you'll be practicing for your eternal adventure with God. Now, for those of you who are sick, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number at the end of this program. Please feel free to call me and leave your prayer request on my telephone. Tell me your ailment so I can pray specifically for you. I'm also taking a poll. If you're listening to this radio program and if you're being blessed, I ask you to take just a moment, call my telephone, and just leave the message and say, I am listening to Trumpet of Truth and I am blessed, and leave your name. Thank you very much. I'm taking a poll. Okay. Now, for those of you who are sick, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blessed Holy Spirit, O Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in his wings. Wherever there is pain, men, women, boys, and girls, air, cyberspace, tapes, radio, right here in this room, let the pain stop in the name of Jesus. Jesus bore your pains. In the name and the power of Jesus, let livers be healed. Pancreatic cancer be gone in the name of Jesus. Bones be made strong. Knees stop hurting. Lungs, hearts, livers, in the name of Jesus. O Son of Righteousness, heal. Healing virtue of Jesus flow. Oh, hallelujah. Resurrect, 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 resurrect. Let old people become young again. Let the people live and not die. He sent his word and healed you. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. God bless you. God bless you. Now, the greatest healing of all is the healing of the soul. Any of you who are not sure of your salvation, please pray this prayer with me and mean it. And God will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And then you get to live with me in Father's house forever and have all those wonderful adventures with our beloved lover of our souls. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
Please forgive me of them all.
Please forgive me all.
Sins of commission.
Sins of omission.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Lord Jesus, save me.
Lord Jesus, save me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Guide me into all truth.
Guide me into all truth.
Teach me your word.
Teach me your word.
Use me.
Use me.
To win many people.
To win many people.
To Jesus.
To Jesus.
To enlarge your territory.
To enlarge your territory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you call me, you might like to call and tell me that you were saved. God bless you. Now, just before my announcer gives you my telephone number so you can call me, don't forget the poll. And that means you and you and you and you. And see, that's what a lot of people say, oh, let them do it. A lot of times when you hear the word, you think, I bet you listen to the radio, say, boy, I bet that's getting them. It's you. That means you. Okay. Just before he gives you the number, you'll hear me play a few measures on the piano. It's very anointed. I give God all of the glory. He's the chief musician of the last measures of the Our Father. And here is why we want to give God glory. The words are, for thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the glory forever and ever. Amen. Fall in love with Jesus all over again. Study his word every day. Obey his word. And remember this. When you think of Yeshua Jesus, his name is called the Word of God. I love you. See you next time.
You've been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
You're down by the waterline. Knows what you're thinking all the time. He sees the rising of the waves. When the tide starts rolling in, he lets you know it's gonna be okay. He sees you dancing in the moonlight. His arms around you hold you tight. Those clouds should start to break. You'll be standing out in the more to love.
Listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, Titusville, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.